Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, the joke of the day, dinner chaos, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
night. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Comedian John Evans is here with us. Anything else we need to know about your life?
Well, the last time I was here, I just picked up those Learn How to Scat audio tapes. I don't know if you remember that.
I did not know that.
You don't remember that? They send you a new band each month. So the first one I got was AC/DC, and I've pretty much got that one down. It's like click, 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 tss, tss, ahem, ha-na-na-na.
The guy in the airplane is like, can I move away from this jackass? Did I get it right? Is it Wayana?
I think it's Wayana.
Wayana.
Got a phone call here.
Wow. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Floyd.
I enjoyed you scatting.
Hey.
Thanks, Floyd. That was comedian John Evans.
You got a lot of songs, I bet, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I got, you want to hear Cat Scratch Fever?
I sure would enjoy it.
We are wham, 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 do da, wham, doom, 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 wham, 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 do do wham, wham, it's a gift. Or a curse.
Could you do Legend of Willie Swallow?
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is now time for the Ace Cosby joke of the day, a commentary on contemporary culture. Ace, take it away.
I discovered something this weekend.
What's that?
Baby cows drink coffee.
Really?
You know what kind of coffee they drink? I do. Decaf.
So you're the guy that ruins the magic tricks?
Didn't ruin it at all.
It's in his hand.
Baby cow coffee, calf didn't hop in your head in less than 1 second.
He didn't ruin it. He just said, I do.
Yeah, I do.
It was a fun little.
If anything, you added to it.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
He would have ruined it if Ace set it up and he goes, decaf.
Yes.
Next.
That would have ruined
That's
it.
That's ruining it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. Is there any ruining the Ace Cosby joke of the day?
Now, wait a minute.
No matter what we do, better or worse.
If you go buy a demolished house, do you want to demolish it again? No. You can't.
Get the wrecking ball back in here.
Ace, let's go back in time, Ace.
What?
Let's
what?
Get the original Ace Cosby. The joke that started this all, ladies and gentlemen. Watch the poetry, the magic, the essence of comedy that is the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Go ahead, Ace.
With the first joke?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, the first French fries weren't fried in France.
They weren't.
They were fried in Greece.
I knew that.
See, now,
well, that's because we've heard it 100 times.
Josh and I ruin that by saying we know that?
You ruined it. You ruined it.
See?
I hope you're happy.
Again, it's like the guy that goes to the magic show and knows.
I would never be that guy.
No.
Okay. The parrot's in a sleeve.
It does that.
Okay.
All right. His assistant has it.
Okay. Christy Lee, what have you got?
The entire town of Hell, Michigan has been listed on Airbnb. According to the home sharing site, self-proclaimed mayor of Hell, John, I guess it's Colone, C-O-L-O-N-E, will allow locals the chance to take his place for 3 nights in October. In addition to touring the town, guests will get to sleep in the mayor's lair, which offers a queen bed and a gothic sitting area. Starting at noon on October 14th, Michigan residents will be able to request to book a one-night reservation with 3 nights on offer, the 18th, the 21st, and 24th. They only cost you $31 if you want to stay there, so check it out.
Oh, geez, really?
Well, this is like that thing that they did with at the last, remember this thing?
A Blockbuster.
The last Blockbuster.
In Bend, Oregon, yeah.
I thought you were going to say at the Last Supper. Remember that? You'd be Airbnb'd that for dinner.
I'd like a reservation for 13.
Yeah.
Is that restaurant still open where they ate for the Last Supper?
I think it was just table, so I don't think it was a restaurant.
Has anybody ever tried that where you can only sit on the one side of the table? I guess not in today's world. That'd be problematic.
Let's open up a restaurant called Last Suppers.
Everybody sits on one side of the table. On one side.
They have water. You have to bring your own wine.
That never made sense.
It was a thing done for the photo op.
Of course. Right.
According to History of the World Part 1, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks was the waiter, and he said, Everybody get all you want.
Yeah, I really liked this place till the waiter started washing my feet. It was weird. It was a little weird. I'll say it. I'll say it.
I'm not going to eat with my feet.
Check came. Judas went to the bathroom. So the Bayes Bar. He got a couple extra shekels.
Oh, remember that guy? Guy who went to the bathroom when the check came?
He
goes, look, I didn't have any of the hummus. I'm not paying for it.
I asked for one fish. There's 30 fish.
Hate dining with more than 6 people.
Oh, I
got
won't
a
do
thing.
It. Won't do it.
Hate it. Six is a perfect number.
And
after
I like
that,
the round table.
Yeah, well, if you have a round table, some people, yeah.
Willie, you got a round table?
Yeah.
I got a round table.
I have a round, an oval, and a rectangle.
Doesn't that make it easier for you to address your
yes,
people with a round table?
Absolutely.
You have a round table in your kitchen?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Now, when you sit down with the round table and all, do you mentally go, I have to get everyone involved? I'm going to point out each and every one and ask them a question.
We've been trying to get a little more order.
Oh,
order.
At dinner.
Oh, yes. What do you mean order?
No devices, sit down.
I'm not allowed to speak unless spoken to.
Time.
I went there for dinner on Saturday night, and it seemed like he was getting an earful of order in the kitchen.
Oh, we're behind
the
scenes.
He was getting in trouble. It was very funny. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, there was an incident.
What happened?
I may have put the burgers on the grill a little early.
Oh, it's so great.
Plus, we've got two different kinds of cheese.
Oh, Lord.
And then so the burgers come out a little late, so I put aluminum foil on them. And then when the foil was lifted up, of course.
The cheese came off.
Just the one burger had the alternate cheese on it. So when I offered, I had extra cheese to go back to the grill and just top it off.
Sure.
But no.
Did you get this? Is everything okay? Oh, yeah.
No. This is fine.
This is fine.
So it was her
burger.
Never mind.
Let's not go into any details. Of course, it was her burger. Could have been
as long
Willie's
as we're going
burger.
Into details, it may have been her burger, but it was his fault. That's the important thing to remember.
But the larger point
he
is,
he wasn't the wrong.
Which we sit down and we say grace.
Yes.
And then the girls, now the idea was to kind of get everyone to say thank you for the food and the farmers and the truck drivers that bring the food. But it usually gets a fight between the little girls now. As to who gets to do it, so then they both have to do it.
Breaks into a fight like most graces do.
do you do the best grace? What is it? Over the gums, through the teeth, look out stomach, here it comes, stuff like that?
No, don't tell them that.
Oh, yeah. They got to do that one.
Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub.
No, it's a little more formal.
Good food,
it's a
good
homemade
meat,
prayer
good God,
you got going
eat.
On.
Yeah, but then the idea is to have them sitting there.
Yeah.
And staying for a while.
Sure.
Because they tend to get up and run all over the place. And so we try to get a little bit of order.
That's very nice. Yeah. That's good.
I think it's good.
That's a very nice idea.
I like a dinner with several costume changes.
You know, I don't recall my kids getting up from the table and running around.
I don't recall your kids gleefully going to eat your food.
Oh, yeah, they did. I mean,
that
was hurtful. No, my nieces, they eat standing up. Really? I mean, to get them to sit and eat is almost impossible.
Huh, I guess.
Yeah, halfway through dinner, it turns into a dance performance.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like a Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, you get entertainment with dinner. No, that's great.
He's not kidding.
That's great.
And Willie, your lessons are really paying off. Yeah. Things are looking good.
Thank you.
Gosh, you're Billy Elliot is what you are.
You know, a lot of people say you can't get into tap dancing at 27, but I just meant to say.
You're never too old to dance. Come on, you can take lessons.
Did you see this thing about? It's funny you'd bring that up. I gotta dig it up about folks over a certain age that dance get into fewer accidents.
I did see that, and it's ballroom dancing, especially. I've seen.
Yeah, I'll have to. I'll have to dig that story.
Aren't they just
my grandparents?
Aren't they just safer drivers in general? People who ballroom dance, isn't that got something to do with it? Yeah, because they're older, I would think.
They're not always older.
Right. Statistically, they're older people.
Have you never
ballroom?
I'm
dance.
Sure you haven't watched an international ballroom dance competition. They're not older.
I don't think
you. You know what? I'm out of my depth here. You're exactly right. You go right ahead, Chrissy.
They're like in their 20s. It's like unbelievable.
I used to teach ballroom dancing.
Really?
Yeah, like when I was a senior in high school.
Wait, awesome. This isn't a joke?
No, not at all. We used to. We'd have to dress up. I'd have to dress up in a suit. And we would go to these schools on a Friday night and teach the kids how to ballroom dance. And then we would all.
What dances did you teach?
Yeah, like the what is the one square thing? The
box step?
Yeah, pretty much
square dance.
They were all very simple.
Oh, okay.
But it was all and we got paid like $30 a night.
Nice.
And then we would go to the movie. Yeah, it was awesome.
Huh?
Just hang out with hot chicks and teach them how to dance, and then
there
leave.
You go.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice to know. Well, Mr. Arnold, we should perhaps get you to do a little dance video for us.
I'll dance with you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'd love to dance with you.
Mm-hmm.
I get filthy on the floor.
Dirty dancing.
Lambada, the forbidden dance.
Do you samba? Salsa a little bit?
Samba.
Only salsa. Josh's idea of the salsa is eating chips while dancing.
Sorry.
Can you imagine? Well, there's Josh doing the salsa. I'm so fat. There it is.
Arguably, it has been a while since we heard it.
Yeah.
That's all I do, I eat and jerk it and jerk it and eat. Take them patties off and put the salami. It gets pretty bizarre.
It's
the weirdest song I've ever heard.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Hello, Donnie.
Most of you guys are parents, and Tom, you got enough kids to cover the ones that ain't. Riddle me this. Why is it so damn hard to get a kid to go to bed and stay in bed?
No. That's a great question, Donnie.
At first, Woofy last night's crying because he don't want to take a bath. Then he's crying because he don't want to get out of the bath.
Yep.
Then he starts freaking out because he let her floater loose in the tub. Luckily, Chrissy, I still got that little green net from my old fish tank laying around.
That's nice.
Well, I was able to gaff it like they do them king mackerels.
you got a fish for it. Yeah.
Yeah, this thing was a fighter chick. Anyways. I get the tub clean, get him re-bathed, redressed, read him his favorite bedtime story, Cujo.
Yep.
Oh, he loves Cujo. Then when I go check him in, all of a sudden he turns into a mini talk show host, you know? He's covering more topics than Art Bell on Adderall. Like, the two of us had all day to talk. I mean, if you really want to debate the JFK assassination with you, I'll get out the charts of Christ tomorrow and prove that James Files took the fatal shot from behind the pick of fence with a Remington fireball on a 223 round with mercury tips. But we ain't going to do this at 10:30 on a Sunday night. And then you finally get him down, crack a Cohen. I'm about 10 minutes into Steven Seagal Film Fest. Here he comes again. He needs water, you know? He makes it all day running around the yard and never once asks for water. The second he lays down and becomes a little dehydrated hostage that's doing hard labor in the desert or something. Says, I'm thirsty. Well, so am I. That's why I got that beer getting warm in the next room. You know, I ain't the Culligan, man. You're calling the wrong guy for water. So you get his water. Tell him to stay in bed or no Xbox tomorrow. Yes, I said it that way, Christy. Mm-hmm. So then, for the next 2 hours, it's him yelling from his bed down the hallway. He's claiming there's a monster in his closet. He's thirsty again. And why don't Mommy want to be with you?
Oh, wait a minute.
I swear to God. Took me 4.5 hours and one a beer to get through under siege.
Oh, wow.
So thanks a lot, Christy. If I'd known putting a baby in you would lead to this, I would have doubled down and gone for twins. Had one of our better unloading sessions. Then you'd have to split it 50-50. Swear to God. I got to go.
Okay, thanks, Donnie. Very much appreciated. Much of that true.
Yeah.
Don't want to get in the bath. Once they're in, don't want to get out.
Yeah.
That boy, is that true.
Yeah, that is an absolute truism of life.
And sometimes the more tired the child, the more they fight going to bed.
Oh, yeah.
You're so tired. Good God, go to bed.
And what four-year-old has read Mark Lane's theory about the Kennedy assassination?
Yes. And then there's that fascinating thing they go through where for like 5 minutes, they're just crazy full of energy, and then they just collapse and go to sleep. Do your kids do that?
We had one time.
I do that.
One time, Sam and I were taking care of Hart, and she's two, so she's not a little tiny baby at this point. And she is crying and crying. And Sam goes, "What do we do to her?" And I go, "I don't know. Do we swaddle her?" And he goes, "She's not a baby. You can't swaddle her."
Yes. Yeah, we go through
that
this
was a fine suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Christy, I did find the story about the dancing.
Yeah, I don't have it.
This is a summary of it. It says the headline is "Dancing May Prevent Falls in Seniors."
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Researchers found a 31% reduction in falls for the elderly when reviewing clinical trials on what they call dance-based mind-motor activities.
Okay.
Well, their balance is better. They have more control. That would make more sense.
Absolutely. Oh, God.
What are you doing?
I would buy an album called Old People Falling.
It was just sound effects of old people falling. Yeah. Wouldn't you?
The Foley isn't so good, but the...
Dean and Jerry.
Really? That's amusing to you?
Of course.
Alone in an apartment, can't get up and just die.
Sammy Davis Jr.
This is a serious thing. It's really important for older people to work on their balance. It's very important.
I've got to find something. My balance is terrible.
I'll help you off the air.
You ever almost kill yourself putting on a pair of pants?
Yes, actually.
Man.
You flip right over, yeah? Right?
Oh, my God.
You ever do the, I can put this shoe on standing up. I don't need to sit down and almost just topple.
My drywall.
It looks like the Kool-Aid
Man. Shoulder.
Do you have a routine? You lean against the wall?
No, but if I'm next to a wall and I'm trying to do that, I will often fall into it.
Are you putting both feet in at the same time? How can it be that difficult?
Yes, I hold the pants open and I just try to jump into them.
It's a whole process.
That way everybody does it?
No, that's what I'm saying. My balance is not good.
Maybe you should go into your bedroom, sit on the bed, and put your pants on.
That's often how I have to do it, and I feel very old.
I don't think it's a matter of being old.
Just out of shape
and sad. Being cautious.
Yeah, I think this is...
I'm only 42. I should be able to put my pants on standing up. And I can, but there are times where I have started to trip or fall, and in my head I've gone, this is how they find me.
You can get up and down out of a chair, though, without using your hands, right?
Yes, but why would I?
That's a lot of work.
Jeez.
That's really important.
Do you have one of those trapeze things above your bed so you can grab onto it and pull up? I don't know why I'm
that
laughing.
Sort of bungee handles?
Yeah, I've been thinking that would be...
Don't you always have to go, when you get up out of a chair? Yeah,
take down the Haitian love swing and just put handles. Some kind of electric winch. Just grab the thing. That'd be nice. You should lean against a wall when you put your pants on.
I usually put them on sitting down. Yeah.
I know what you're saying, though. When you put your leg in and then it gets stuck and you're kind of in that flamingo pose.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Have you gone down recently?
Kick your leg.
Not
over.
Recently.
But when you do which shoulder do you favor? I go right.
Yeah, I think I would go right. Because I think I put my left leg in first. So if that gets caught, then I'm falling to the right. Yeah.
You always put your left leg in first?
I think.
I think so.
Boy, this is fascinating.
How do you put your pants on?
I'm glad. I always put my left
one
shoe
leg at
on.
A time.
I always put my left shoe on first. Sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
No.
Oh, no. Yep. Socks, yep. Then shoe.
Sock, yeah. Yep.
Sock and a shoe, Socks. Sock and a shoe. See, I can hop around the
real, real quick question.
This is all in the family for me.
Real quick, and then we'll get out of this topic.
Okay.
You're getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do underwear, socks, then pants?
Yes.
Okay, at some point, you're just underwear, socks.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Josh?
Same.
Well, sock, and then I put my shoe on, and then put the other sock on.
How did I get your pants
really?
On?
Well, I put my pants on, and then...
Oh, no, so you're doing underwear, pants, sock.
No, underwear...
Yeah, you go underwear, socks, pants.
No, because he doesn't.
Is this the morning? Wait a minute.
Do you do underwear, pants,
yes.
Then socks?
Yes.
Okay.
Or
no,
socks
no, I'm socks
and
first and then pants.
Oh, so you're the socks only and no underwear.
No, sometimes.
Ooh, you know,
remember Friday?
If the house catches on fire, hey, Mom, there's a guy out there with just socks on watching his house burn down.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.